Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, it's the start of a six-game series between the Clearwater Threshers and the Bradenton Marauders. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas Cinzarella getting you set for this week-long series between the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliate and the Philadelphia Phillies single-A affiliate. Marauders coming off a homestand in which they took on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Kind of a weird homestand, too, because you have the end of the first half, which was won in the West Division by these same and very Threshers. They were able to inch out and beat Lakeland because the Marauders beat the Flying Tigers on Tuesday in a walk-off grand slam. And then it was the start of the second half in the final three games of that series, which the Marauders, they end up taking two out of the three, but it was a week-long split between Lakeland and Bradenton. So they have not lost a home series since the middle of April, their first and very week-long series. Second time the Marauders are visiting BayCare Ballpark. They played six games in the end of April right after that home series that they lost. That was against the Daytona Tortugas. And now this week they are playing six for the first time since then. They lost 5-6 that week, but all six games were decided by 8 runs. The one win was a Friday night P.J. Hilson go-ahead home run off the tiki bar in left field. And so they are looking to maybe do a little bit better than that. Had a better road series last week against Dunedin. We'll get more and talk about the Marauders on the road this year as well as we get along here, not only in the pregame show, but also throughout the broadcast as well. It was also a big week for one of the coaching staff members. Now that we're past the halfway point, we're doing a second loop through the Marauders coaching staff. Steph Lombardo, who is the development coach, was the interim manager last week as she filled in for Jim Horner, who was away from the team for a week. We talked to Steph about that experience, what it was like, and ultimately, you know, her goal is one day she wants to manage somewhere. We'll keep it brief like that. We'll talk about that with her. That's coming up here on the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with Steph Lombardo, who was the acting manager last week, and now she's back into just her normal role. I know we talked earlier in the season as well, Steph, but let's just talk about you as manager last week. Kind of what was that experience like, and kind of what did you think you learned the most out of that?
It was great. I mean, Jim has walked me through a lot of the process over the past couple of years working with him, and during the games in my normal role, I try to think like a manager would anyway, and help Jim the best I can that way. So it was a pretty seamless process, actually, because I had already been in that mindset for a while. So, but it was great. It was a little nerve-wracking at times, but as expected, my first ever week managing. But it was great.
So have you ever managed at any level before, even you know, whether it's a high school team or anything like that, or is that was kind of your first time as the head honcho?
Yeah, that was my first time as head honcho. I mean, I graduated college in 2020, so then I was in softball for a couple of years as a hitting coach, and now I'm here. So yeah, that was my first time, but it was great.
Well, you got a really nice debut as well. The Marauders end up walking it off in a grand slam in the 10th inning. I just have to ask, where is the lineup card from that game? Is it getting framed, and you know, where is it?
I send it back to my parents in Milwaukee. They were really excited, and everyone was congratulating me. But I kept saying, "Hey, like, all I did was make the lineup. Like, they performed, and they brought the W. So I'm just really proud of the guys."
Do you have a lot of family and friends watching in for those couple games, you know, here and there?
Yeah. My dad watches every game anyway, so he was extra locked in this week.
Well, what do you think, now we're past the halfway point now, the biggest thing you learned out of that week, and maybe just the biggest thing you've learned on this coaching staff this year?
Man, I mean, I learned so much every day from all the players and all the coaches. It's really hard to pinpoint just one thing or a couple of things. I guess, I don't know, Thomas, that's a really good question. I literally learned so much every single day, so... Yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
No worries. I always say I've been baseball 4 years too, yeah. And I'm still learning stuff
right. That
I always think. So yeah. I totally get that. I'm curious as well that you have a lot of friends from college, you know, Wisconsin softball player, and any extra texts. Or I guess what was a text from someone you haven't heard in a while that you never thought you were deceived about you managing? Let's say that.
I mean, yeah, a lot of my former teammates and former coaches were just like, it's awesome, like, we knew you were going to be in that kind of position eventually, so, like, they weren't surprised at all, they were just really happy for me, so that was good to hear.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked about it a little bit the first time as well, but ultimately, you know, managing, that's the team goal, managing in the big leagues possibly someday?
Maybe, I'm just taking it day by day, you know, this, especially a long season, like, these affiliate seasons, you got to take it day by day, so... yes, I do want to manage in the future, hopefully in the near future, But honestly, I'm just trying to make the most of today.
Staying grounded. Steph Lombardo, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
Lineups and more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Thomas and Zarelli here on the Marauders pregame show, getting you set for the first of six this week between the Marauders and the Threshers. That was Steph Lombardo you just heard from about her time last week as the acting manager, not really the intern, but the acting manager last week for the Bradenton Marauders. And 3-3, she's right where she started, wins and losses. And this week, Bradenton looking to pick up some wins as well against the Clearwater Threshers. Bradenton right now 2-1. They are in second place in the West Division of the Florida State League standings. Overall in the season, 31-38, and Threshers 44-25. Again, first half winners are 1-2. In the second half, they started the year, the second half at least, in Jupiter. It's time now to exchange starting lineup cards with you at home, as both the umpires have walked out to home plate right now. Dominic Romero calling balls and strikes. Blake Bison is a field umpire. Jim Horner and Marty Beloy will meet at home plate right now to, again, exchange 1-9. For the visitors, Bradenton today, here is their starting nine. Switching second baseman Connor Delgado hits leadoff, followed by the left-handed catcher Omar Alfonso. Esmelin Valdez plays left field and hits third. The first baseman is Axel Plaz, followed by the right fielder batting fifth, Eddie Rodriguez. The left-handed hitting DH, Edmando Torero bats sixth. Javier Rivas plays shortstop and bats seventh. Center fielder Sergio Capani gets the nod today, batting eighth. And switch-hitting third baseman Gerald Toledo rounds out the starting nine for the Marauders, playing third base again, batting ninth. Bradenton sends today the right-hander Antoine Kelly to the hill today. Antoine's been really throwing the ball well. 1-5, though, with a 3.81 ERA, but over his last, you know, really since the beginning of May, it was a kind of a rough April for him, and so the numbers are a bit inflated there. Really just one bad start, and Lakeland did him in. But since May 2nd, a 2.01 ERA. Now starting nine for the Clearwater Threshers, it goes as follows. Ricardo Rosario bats first and plays left field, hitting second and playing second base is Devin Saltabon. Jordan Viers, the left-handed hitting DH, bats third. Ken Henniger is the cleanup man. He plays first base. Raylan Heredia bats fifth and plays right field. Shortstop Bryson Ware bats sixth. Jared Thomas, the lefty catcher, hits seventh. Third baseman Diego Gonzalez bats eighth. And Avery Owusu-Asiodu rounds out the starting nine, playing center field for the Clearwater Threshers. Both teams spill out the dugouts right now. Marauders in their black tops, gray pants. It reads Bradenton in a gold script. Threshers in their red tops, white pants, and red caps. Anthem coming up here from BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. When we come back, we'll have first pitch. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Clearwater, Florida, at BayCare Ballpark, the Bradenton Marauders are back in town this week as they start a 6-game road trip here in Clearwater against the Clearwater Threshers. Thomas Zinzarella, so happy you could join us here on the Marauders broadcast. Number Bradenton coming off a split at home against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, currently 2-1 in the second half, and are looking to keep things heading in that direction this afternoon. A really, really good pitching matchup tonight. I say it so many times, but this one, it just keeps getting better. Mavis Graves, the tall lefty, faces off against Antoine Kelly here today. Both arms have been throwing the baseball well, and so really should be a good start here with an early game coming tomorrow, a noon first pitch. Marauders will have Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso, and Esblin Valdez leading things off here in the top of the first inning against the Southpaw and Graves. Delgado, switch hitter, playing second base today, steps in the right side. Marauders in their black tops, gray pants. It's their City Connect-esque type uniforms that read Bradenton and gold lettering. Lefty Graves ready to go. First pitch is a fastball powered past him for strike one. And we're off and running a couple minutes behind today at 6:32 p.m. Game time temperature is 88 degrees with wind blowing at 9 miles an hour out to right field. The 0-1 Delgado grounds it right back to Graves, who has it glove side, runs to first, underhand flip, and Connor's put away. One gone to start this first inning. Left-handed batter Omar Alfonso, next man up here, just off of running at BayCare Ballpark. Feels like temperature is about 94 degrees. A little extra steamy, but most of the fans are underneath the shade from behind home plate and down the third and left field line. First pitch to lefty Omar runs in for a ball. heater at 91 miles an hour. Southpaw at the red glove, 1-0. Alfonso scorches it in a right center field, base hit. This ball's going to roll in the alley. It's cut off by Owusu Asiedu. And so just a long single for Omar. Two batters in, a one-out single for Alfonso. And that'll bring up Esbelin Valdez, power-hitting left fielder tonight. So one out, runner at first. No score, top one, just off and running here at BayCare Ballpark. First pitch to the righty Valdez. He takes outside for ball one. Let's set the defense for you. Start on the outfield, left to right. Ricardo Rosario, Avery Owusu Asiedu, and Raylan Heredia is in right. Diego Gonzalez at third. Bryson Ware, Devin Saltabon up the middle with Kaden Hediger at first. And the 1-0 Valdez fooled there on a breaking ball. Out in front of it, it's 1-1. Jared Thomas does the catching tonight for the Threshers. Team that powered through in the first half. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. And Valdez fans on. It's 1-2. Look towards first base. And Graves sidesteps home. And a breaking ball tipped into the mitt of Thomas for strike three. So two gone on the top of the first inning after a one-out single by Omar Alfonso, and it's up to Axel Blanz to prolong this half inning. Right-handed batter, first pitch to him. Swings and misses at a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Blanz hitting .231 this year, six home runs and 16 RBIs since his call-up on May the 17th. The team was in Tampa at the time. 0-1, so we're going to foul back. It's strike two. Branson played here at the end of April, so Plaz getting his first look here at BayCare Ballpark. Lefty Graves set from the letters, and the 0-2. Check swing. Leaves it up top, though. Our umpires today, it's Dominic Romero calling balls and strikes, and Blake Bison, the field umpire, calling balls and strikes generally from what he hears from an earpiece. 1-2. Swing and a line drive right at the third baseman, Gonzalez. Had a bit of a bunny hop there, but that was it. And a one-out single comes to nothing. Half an inning, no score in Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for back-to-school night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one at BayCare Ballpark as the Marauders were held in check in the top half of the first inning. Omar Alfonso had a single, but that was it. So the righty Antoine Kelly faces Ricardo Rosario, Devin Saltabon, and Jordan Viers in the home half of the first inning. The righty's first pitch is a fastball barreled in the air straightaway center field. Campagna still going back, puts up his glove, It's over his head. One hop off the wall as Rosario holds up at second base. A wall ball double to start this first inning. So just like that, good start for Clearwater. Rosario has his third double this season, playing in his 13th game. Which has been a very hard thing to do against Kelly as of late. Numbers on the season for him. He's 1-5 with a 3.81 ERA. Runner at second base here. Nobody out for Devin Saltabon. He's second baseman tonight. Kelly a pair of looks second, and the righty's first pitch home. It's a fastball 93 tugged inside for ball one. On the year, his 13th appearance, 11th start. 22 walks, 54 Ks, and 54 in a third innings. A one ball pitch, and Saltabon lines it foul down the third base side. It's 1-1. Opponents hitting just 216 off of him, but since May the 2nd, it's been 8 appearances, 7 starts. Kelly has the best ERA among qualified pitchers on the Marauders at a 2.01 clip. It's also the 4th best in the Florida State League. During that time, opponents hitting just 161. That's the 6th best in single A. Comes set for the belt. And the 1-1 bounces in. It's 2-1. We'll go the course of some of those starts. A lot of 3 hits or less across 5-6 innings. That's how dominant Kelly has been on this run. 2-1. Swinging a high tapper foul. Third base side. Falls right at the feet of Martin Malloy, the coach. The manager is saying the third base coach's box. The count's back even 2-2. Saltabon this year, he's one of the top 30 prospects in the Phillies org that is still here. A lot of them have been promoted or they have moved on. And now Kelly steps off the back side of the rubber, picks up the rosin bag. Saltabon hitting 211 with 7 home runs this year. He's got a few of them that have come against Bradenton. Had a multi-home run game on the Sunday. In that series, they played against Bradenton. Now the 2-2. Check swing. It's a call. Third strike. And Saltabon goes down looking for a strikeout for Kelly in the first out here in the bottom of the first. So one out, runner at second base. Home half of the first inning and no score. First game of 6 this week between the Phillies and the Pirates single A affiliates. And now lefty Jordan Fires, first pitch. Swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Toledo over, now back to Fair. Makes a Willie Mays basket style catch, hip high in Fair territory. Boy, the wind, it's gusting out towards right center. Took it for a ride, but Toledo secures it. 2 gone on the inning. Let's edge the defense for the rest of the Marauders today. Start on the outfield left to right. Esmond Valdez, Sergio Campagna, and Eddie Rodriguez. With Toledo at third base. Rivas and Delgado up the middle. Plaz holding on the fort at first. And Omar Alfonso does the catching. Caden Hediger takes a breaking ball low for ball one. Hediger switch hitting catcher who is playing first base today. 11th round pick last year by Clearwater. Now a pickoff attempt back to second base and Rosario headlong dive back in. That was a leadoff double for Ricardo Rosario, but it's been a strikeout pop out and Kelly looking to leave a man in scoring position. One-oh is fouled back behind him. And the count's 1-1. Hediger this year hitting just 176. 2 home runs and 16 runs knocked in. Trying to pick up number 17 here. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball bomb in the zone at 94, and it's 1-2. Kelly mixes in a really good fastball-cutter combination. Changeup and a curveball. Red gloves set from the belt. 1-2. Swing and a fly ball hit in the air down the left field line. Toledo over towards the fence. He's at it. Wheels back on the track. And that ends the half inning. Thank you, Wins. It keeps it in. And that's a third down. Lead off double, nothing after that. No score. We head to the second inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning at Baycare Ballpark. No score as the Southpaw Mavis Graves. First pitch home to Eddie Rodriguez as a fastball up and away. He fans on for strike one. Marauders with a single by Alfonso in the first inning. He was left stranded at first base, though. The 0-1 to Eddie. And swinging a foul back towards the screen. It's nothing and two on him. Pretty good-sized crowd congregating out in left field by the Tiki Bar. That's where a lot of the fans will like to sit and watch the game on the grass. Berms out in right and left center. 0-2, and that's outside. With a heater at 92, it's 1-2. Well, today's a special day. It's dollar tickets, dollar hot dogs, dollar beers, dollar ice cream sandwiches. 1-2 is caught on a miss for strike three, and so Rodriguez is down on strikes. Second K today for Graves, and one gone for Emmanuel Terrero. Expect around to announce 3,800 today. It's a big tradition up here in Clearwater. Every Tuesday, that's their deal. Pretty good, too, when you get a pitching matchup like this. As a first pitch, Terrero bunts it. Foul first base side. It's touched up by Thomas for strike one. Nearly hit the lefty Terrero as he was exiting the batter's box. One out, base is empty. In the top of the second, 20-year-old Mavis Graves, 6'6", 205-pound native of Greenville, South Carolina. The 0-1, and Terrero swings and misses at an inside fastball. 0-2. Sixth round selection back in 2022 out of Eastside High School in Taylor, South Carolina. It's just outside Greenville. 0-2 is an off-speed call. Third strike. Back-to-back K's. Three today for Graves so far. He's retired the last four in two quick outs here in the second. Brings up Javier Rivas. Graves just been an impressive turnaround. Last year he pitched only in the Complex League. He started 11 games as 0-4 with a 7.68 ERA. First pitch, and Rivas is laid on a fastball in the outer half for strike one. Again, Graves this year, 77 strikeouts in 53 innings this year. He had the swing and miss stuff last year, at 45 of them and 34 frames. Letter is 0-1. And a fastball called strike to the right-handed batter. It's 0-2. Marauders have seen Graves a handful of times now. They've seen him once at this ballpark. And twice at their own. 0-2. And Rivas chases one out of the zone on the outer half. And Graves strikes out the side in order in the second inning. 1.5 gone, no score at Bay Care on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Home half of the second inning in Clearwater as the Marauders and the Threshers still scoreless so far. As Graves struck out the side in order in the second, Kelly trying to do the same here. First pitch is a cutter high for ball one to the right-hand hitting right fielder in Raylan Heredia. Kelly from the first base side and the windup, the 1-0. Heredia pops it in the air, first base side. Long chase for Plaz. He's at the fence, leans over, and it's out of play. There's netting that runs all the way down, so Plaz has used it as a trampoline to pop right back towards the first base bag. One ball, one strike on Raylan Heredia. Antoine Kelly, 11 pitches in the first inning. Gave up a leadoff double, but after that, strikeout and two pop-outs. Good. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's a good slider. 1-2. It's been a good start for Kelly. Again, been on a roll as of late. 1-2. And a fastball sails high at 96. It's 2-2. That's where Kelly will probably touch up to maybe 97, but mostly sits around 94 to 96. 2-2. Jack swing, and Heredia leaves it upstairs. Another fastball. It's a first full count today, worked by a Thresher. Three, two home. And that's inside ball four. Lead off walk to start this second inning. Here's Bryson Ware. That's one thing Antoine Kelly hasn't done much of. He's only walked three men total in his last three starts, and seven in his last five. He walked two against Dunedin, two in Fort Myers, and then won the next three, which included a start against Clearwater. Runner on first, nobody out, bottom two, no score, as the righty Bryson Ware. And he takes a slider, letter high for called strike. The most recent start against the Threshers, 5 2/3, two earned runs, three runs total. Seven strikeouts for Antoine. Took the loss, though. 0-1. And fastball high. He's been missing a bit up here in this half inning. It's 1-1. That 5 2/3 for Antoine was a career high in innings for him. Then he went 6 innings, a complete game on a doubleheader in Dunedin. 1-1. And Ware fisted foul in the Marauders' dugout for a space side. Strike two. And then Kelly went 5 2/3 scoreless against Lakeland last week. Marauders won that ball game 6-5 in Steph Lombardo's managing debut. 1-2. Swing and foul back. That came on a Shaleen Polanco walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning. Something I have never seen before. Kelly looks to first. 1-2, runner in motion, and it's in on the hands, and it's either a foul ball or hit by a pitch. We don't know yet where. Unstrapping his batting gloves right now. And home plate umpire Dominic Merrill saying no, that caught the barrel. And so now Marty Malloy, the manager, walking down the third base coach's box and wants a word. Well, so the instant reaction, it wasn't for Bryson Ware. It's a little bit of a late reaction. I don't know if it was actually hit on the barrel or not, or the handle of it. And so now both umpires will convene right in front of Antoine Kelly on the pitcher's mound. The trainer is out as well. Samantha Myers, along with Martin Malloy, to take a look at the hand of Bryson Ware. Pretty long discussion here. It's a two-man crew at single A and high A, which is running some issues with that, and it's a foul ball. So it's still his strike two here on Bryson Ware, hitting 226 coming in with 6 long balls and 28 RBIs. Runner on first, nobody out, bottom two, no score. Kelly sets, 1-2, there he goes, swing and a miss for strike three, throw to second base, he didn't get him, he overslid the bag, and Delgado still couldn't get him. And so a stolen base for Heredia, who is now in scoring position, but a strikeout recorded as Ware is punched out, brings up Jared Thomas. Clearwater aiming to make some noise in this half inning. Lefty catcher, first pitch home. As a fastball at the knees called strike. It's a lineup 1-9 that doesn't have as much bang as it used to. It used to be a 1-9, very, very deep lineup. They had Fires batting, you know, 6 or 7 some nights. The 0-1, and a backdoor slider's out. Oh, it's in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. But there have been a lot of promotions in the Phillies org from Clearwater here to higher Jersey Shore. And a pick off to second base and a headlong dive back in safely. Comes Heredia. Most recent one was today, actually. Keenan Anthony gets the call up to higher Jersey Shore. But the big names include George Clausen and Aiden Miller. 0-2. Let's take it down and in. Where ball. Blue Claws did not win the first half in the South Atlantic League. Greensboro Grasshoppers, the older brother, you could say, of Bradenton, won the first half. And the 1-2's taken low. With a cutter, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the offering. Called third strike. Up in the zone with an off speed. And Thomas goes down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Antoine. And two outs with a run on second base. Here's Diego Gonzalez. looking to leave a man stranded for the second straight inning at second base. Opening pitch, the righty, and he fouls it off in the batter's box for strike one. And again, without guys like Miller and, you know, a few other names, Anthony, Luis Caicedo also went up. I mean, that's three guys that were basically everyday guys in this Threshers order. The 0-1. Swinging a fly ball into the air left center field. Campagna has it as he backs up to his right and makes the grab for the final out. Lead off walk and a stolen base, but next three men retired. We head to the third. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom, as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, a scoreless ball game between Clearwater and Bradenton here at BayCare Ballpark. As a lefty, Mavis Graves' first pitch is hacked and missed at for strike one. 8-9-1, two up in Bradenton's lineup card. No score as Sergio Campagna is behind in the count, 0-1. First pitch, or the 0-1 pitch, is a check swing and tapper at home plate for strike two. Campagna, very limited playing time this year. He's started getting a lot of time on the injured list, and now with Torreira back, and a few of the guys that are off the injured list. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Mavis Graves is dealing. That's four straight strikeouts. He's got 5 Ks today in 2 1/3 innings. It'll be a long night for this Marauders lineup as Gerald Toledo steps in. Graves has struck out 10 three different times, including his last start at Jupiter across 6 scoreless innings. Toledo batting right, the switch hitter, and he takes a fastball up and away for ball one. No score, nobody on. And one out, that's now the last 6 men in a row retired. The 1-0. And Toledo takes that outside. Good change up there. It's 2-0. Lefty kicks home 2-0. Swing a line drive through the 5-6 hole in the left field. And Toledo's got the Marauders' second hit today. It's another one-out single, just what Alfonso had in the first inning. And that snaps the streak. Graves also mentioned struck out 10 in Bradenton. He took the loss in that ball game, gave up 2 earned runs, a walk, struck out 10 in 5 innings. And now a snap throw back to first, later with a headlong dive in. Bradenton won that game 2-1. Christian Curtis pitched a jam in that one. As he went 5 innings, 1 run ball, Scott Randall opened the game, striking out 5 of the first 9. Murray's pitch is outside to Connor Delgado, another switch hitter batting right. It's 1-0. Bradenton actually won 4 out of the 6 games in that series against the Threshers. The 1-0. Check swing or a bunch shown. He pulls it back and it's a called strike. And it's 1-1. That was beginning of June, and now they're closing out things in June. Runner in motion, 1-1. Swinging a slow ground ball foul, first base side. And so Toledo has to head back to first. One and two, the count on Delgado, who bounced back to the mound to start the ball game. Good size lead out first for Toledo, the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, served up in the air, slices out of play down the right field line. No score, top of the third inning with one out and a runner on. Raise a long stare to first. And now he fires home, runner in motion. Swinging a line drive, hit out to right field. Toledo catches May, doesn't see it, and this will be an inning-ending double play. Throw in from Heredia, and that's the half inning. A 9-3 double play to end the third. 2.5 in the books, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Marauders and Threshers are scoreless so far. It's Antoine Kelly facing 9-1-2. Here is Avery Owusu-Asiedu. First pitch to the righty. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and misses outside for ball one. Kelly has allowed a leadoff man to reach in both innings, but then has retired the next three men in order in both frames. The 1-0, and that's pulled on the ground foul, third base side. Strike one. In the first, it was Ricardo Rosario double, and then a leadoff walk to Heredia in the second inning. One ball, one strike on Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who has flashed some promise this year. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back for strike two. But on the season, hitting just a buck 92 with 10 doubles, triple, three home runs, and 15 driven in. He struck out 82 times and 120 at-bats. So that's nearly 50%. It's a lot of swing and miss. 1-2. That runs high and in as he turns his back on a fastball. It's 2-2. Well, Bradenton opened the season at home against Clearwater, and Owusu Asiedu played pretty well in those three games. 2-2 is shot foul, first base side. Out of play. Well, but again, just has struggled with the swing and miss stuff, but now with some of those big names gone, getting back in the lineup every day again. With that'll help. 2-2. Swing and a fly ball struck well straightaway center field, but Campagna waltzes over a few steps to his left and makes the catch, one gone. Two straight F8s induced by Antoine Kelly. So with one out, base is empty, no score, bottom three. Second time through the order as Ricardo Rosario heads back around, right-handed hitter. First pitch to the righty, Antoine Kelly is something in for ball one. Rosario hit a wall ball double on the first pitch of the opening inning against Kelly. 1-0. And that's taken on the inside corner for a called strike. Good front door slider. It's 1-1. Quick worker, the 1-1. Swinging a number back towards the screen for a strike two. Just absolutely jammed in that time. One-two pitch. Swinging a slow ground ball left side. Toledo to his left field, sets his feet, throws across the way. And the speedy Rosario retired. Two gone in the third inning for Devin Saltamont. Well, Antoine Kelly, that is now five in a row retired. He's got three strikeouts, just one walk, and one hit allowed at 2 2/3. Talked about his last start going 5 2/3 scoreless, so at least we know from that time as that one's popped in the air foul off the right side out of play. That's a 8 1/3 scoreless inning streak. 0-1. Swing and a fly ball, launched to left field, fouled his back at the edge of the track, makes the catch, cap high to end the third inning. That's now six in a row sat down after three, still no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Omar Alfonso climbs into the left-hander's batter's box against the lefty Mavis Graves in a scoreless ball game. First pitch is taken a bit inside for ball one. Big tall lefty Omar, a single back in the first inning, second time through the order here against the tall lefty and Graves. The 1-0, fastball at the knees, perfect placement there. It's 1-1. One one, And Alfonso takes the ball in the dirt for ball two. Graves isn't really overpowering. Fastball, he sits in the low 90s. Still a young arm. He just turned 21 in November. 2-1. Fastball on the outside. Black called strike. It's 2-2. Which is one thing you have to think about, and most people don't, because you only see champagne celebrations a lot of the times in big leagues, but in the minor leagues as well. 2-2. And Alfonso dribbles it up the first base side, foul. The Threshers, they won the first half in Jupiter last week. So, the celebration, you have some beers, you have some champagne. Well, Graves is only 20. He can't drink, and so he has to be away from all of that. Had the issue last year. That's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Really good off-speed there. Gets him swinging. Six strikeouts now for Graves. One gone in the fourth inning for Esmond Valdez. Last year, being in Hudson Valley, same league that Greensboro's in, Hudson Valley won the first half, and so there were a couple really young arms that were in high A. First pitch, the righty Valdez is pulled on the ground, left side. Third baseman Gonzalez knocks it down, recovers, throws. It's late, and so this will probably be an E5 here against Diego Gonzalez. That'll put Valdez at first base. But when Hudson Valley won the first half last year in the South Atlantic League, again, there were about two or three guys that could not really partake, that had kind of be pushed off in the corner where weren't drinking any champagne or beer. One out, runner on first base. Axel applies the righty in a scoreless game. And he swings and misses at a fastball for strike one. Well, it's going to go down as an infield single, so say that wasn't an ordinary effort play for Gonzalez. So Valdez will take it. Here's the 0-1. And a breaking ball up and away for ball one. A lot of times you'll see scorers that will do that when they rule something an error or a hit. The 1-1. Fastball caught off foul right side. They'll rule it one way. For example, if they rule that an E5, and let's say Valdez, who's at first, would never score, they might go in reverse it and give it a hit, because they don't want it to go on a Graves ledger here, and the same could be said if Valdez scores here. It's been ruled a hit so far. Snap throw back to first, and Esbelin is had a long dive back and safely. Esmond Valdez really isn't known to steal bases, so it's an interesting throw over. Valdez with one stolen base this year. Take it low. It's 2-2 on applause. Lefty ready. Deep breath. 2-2. Breaking ball, and Plaz swings and misses out for a strike three. That's now seven strikeouts in 3 2/3 for Mavis Graves. He is dealing tonight. So two outs, Valdez out of first. Here's Eddie Rodriguez, no score in the fourth inning. First pitch, and he takes thigh high, called strike. Rodriguez struck out swinging in the second inning. That was a run, start of a run of four straight strikeouts for Graves. The 0-1, swing and a miss, fished after. Change up down away, it's 0-2. Graves, another guy you might see up in high Jersey Shore soon as baseball gets onto the field of play. The grass berm out in right center. That'll happen at least a few times a game. Lefty readies. And kicks Somo too. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball 93 up and in. One of the hardest thrown tonight. He gets his eighth strikeout of the day and four scoreless. We head to the home half of the inning. No score on the Marauders broadcast network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Antoine Kelly faces 3, 4, and 5 in the last of the fourth inning. We're still looking for our first run here tonight. As righty Kelly, deep breath, gets a lefty, fires the opening pitch. There's a fastball hacked and missed down for a strike one. Ken Hediger and Raylan Heredia to follow. Gets the bopping Jordan Fires first, the 0-1. And that's lined into straightaway center field, a base hit. Rolls right to Capania, but that's his second hit for the Threshers, their first since the first batter of the first inning. So leadoff single, but and as now three of the four innings tonight, the leadoff man has gotten on. The first two times, Threshers did not score. Switching to Kenyon Hediger, swings the first pitch and flies into the air right at the right fielder Rodriguez. Backs up with two hands, squeezes it for the first out. Now help the pitch count for Antoine Kelly with one out. Runner still on for Raylan Heredia. 45 pitches, 32 strikes tonight for Antoine. You know, I think he's been one of the more consistent and just better pitchers in the FSL. First pitch to Heredia. The righty is taken high for ball one. I mean, just 9 in and 9 out. You feel like he's going to give you 5-6 innings of quality baseball every time he takes the hill. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider that time down in the zone. It's 1-1. 20-year-old from Aruba. Country that doesn't send many baseball players. We talked to him last road trip after his start against Dunedin about representing Aruba. 1-1. And fastball pulled down all the way. It's 2-1. Obviously, the one big name is Xander Bogaerts from Aruba. Talked a lot about a lot of players from Curaçao. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Not Heredia, who walked his first time up. There was a player here on the Threshers from Curaçao. 2-2. Low, back pick to first. It's late. As Fires gets back in. I believe it was Jaden Estanista, and from what I recall, he was also promoted lately as well. It was Estanista, and he was promoted 5 days ago. 3-2. 3-2 runner in motion. Pitches broken bat, little flare to left field, and it drops in base hit. Fires stopped at second, now heads for third. The throw, and they got him. Second out of the half inning as Heredia advances to second. What a throw from Esblin Valdez, and they get Fires. 9-5 on the putout, or 7-5, pardon, on the putout. Outfield assist for Valdez, who really only see play right field. So runner on second base and two gone with Heredia at second base. But that was a broken bat, really almost line drive. That was still well struck by Heredia. And now the first pitch to Bryson Ware is at the knees, called strike. So a single for Heredia. He's on base for the second time tonight. The 0-1. Taken high with a cutter. It's 1-1. It's some starts, more the cutters, some starts is more of the fastball for Antoine. And the 1-1, swing and a miss. Look, another cutter that time. It's 1-2. And sometimes it's now second time for the order. He's going to feature one pitch more. And again, just adjust these Threshers hitters. Two outs, runner on second base. And the 1-2, fastball high. 96 miles an hour. Feels like he's throwing harder as the game has gone on. He was only sitting 93, 94 out of the gate. And now up to 95, 96. He readies 2-2. And that's outside. Alfonso thought it was there, and that one just missed. Boy, that was missed by a slice of pumpkin pie. Just outside, and so now Kelly will step off the mound for disengagement. Two outs, runner on second base in the fourth inning. No score. And the 3-2. Swinging a line drive out in front. Yanked foul. They showed that last pitch before, though. That was a little slither. It just missed. We're at the ABS system tonight. Robot umpires, some call it. It's the auto balls and strikes. Computerized strike zone. Now a pickoff attempt to second base. Nearly got him. Boy, Heredia had been dancing at second base his last two pitches and almost gets picked off there. Three balls, two strikes, and the payoff again. And that's taken low for ball four. Second walk of the day. Two on and two outs. Now Jared Thomas. Each team, no runs, three hits, and no errors. And Jared Thomas hoping to come through here for the Thresher faithful. First pitch home, and lefty Thomas takes low for ball one. Thomas been on base in six straight games now. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout looking back in the second. Hasn't struck anybody out since Thomas. The 1-0, fastball high, back pick to second, and almost had him again. Rivas didn't get the tag down, though. It's 2-0. Omar had one of those back on, I believe it was Friday, against Lakeland. Back picked Jose De La Cruz, which was a scoreless 10th inning. Marauders won it in the bottom half of the frame. 2-0, and Thomas taps a foul behind to him for a strike. Marauders had two walk-off wins last week, up to seven now on the season. which is a lot of teams will have seven in 1 year. They've got basically seven and a half a season. The 2-1. Swinging a fly ball, shallow center field, Rivas out, but it's Campagna who jogs in and has it cap high for the last out in the fourth inning. No runs, two hits, two men left on base. We head to the fifth, no score on the Marauders broadcast network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go, break me. ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Top of the fifth inning, no score between Bradenton and Clearwater. The first of six this week at Baycare Ballpark. Spring training home of the Phillies as well, as Mavis Graves faces 6-7-8, Amanda Terrera, lefty, digs in. First pitch is a fastball low for ball one. And right now, Graves just threw his largest output of an inning through 15 pitches in the fourth. He's at 48 so far through four. And 1-0, he fans on for a strike. It's 1-1. Eight strikeouts so far through four innings for Mavis. Tuesday starter tonight for the Threshers. And 1-1. Terrell takes downstairs. It's 2-1. Struck out the side last inning with a single by Esmalin Valdez mixed in. Terrell ahead, 2-1. And that's off the plate. And these two teams get together. It's usually a well-pitched series. Offense can be a premium. Seemed the other way as well, though. 3-1. And that's on the inner half for a called strike. Belt tie. Just squeaks one in there. It's 3-2. Payoff home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good slider. Now 9 strikeouts for Mavis Graves. He just won away from tying his career high. And now Javier Rivas. With one out, nobody on, no score in the top of the fifth inning. Shadow starting to creep out across the mound. First pitch, Rivas, golfs foul off the right side for strike one. Right now about home plate and most of the mound. All of Mavis Graves are now in the shade. Sun out still left, center, and right field. And streaks casting across the right side. 0-1, breaking ball is tapped right at home plate, foul. For strike two. Ballpark is filled in over his last couple half innings with a 6:30 start time. People just getting out of work. 0-2, swinging a fly ball in the air, shallow right field. Saltabon waves his arms out and it drops. Heredia call them off, and nobody has it. Boy, that looked like Sotheby's ball the entire way. It was only a few feet away from the infield. Heredia, with the wind blowing out, swooped in, and nobody had it. That will drive a defensive coach crazy. So a runner on first base. That's a single for Rivas. First pitch is bunted by Capone up the first base side foul. Capone struck out swinging his first time up, but coming in, he has been a machine on Tuesdays. He's played in two Tuesdays this year. He's 5-for-8 with a double and a home run. Raise a look to first, and the 0-1. One shown again by Capone. Pulled it back just in the nick of time as it missed high and away, 1-1. Top five, runner on first. Bradenton looking to strike first here in this series opener, 1-1. And Capone fouls it back to the netting. Bradenton has had a tough time at this ballpark over the last 2 years. Their last two trips, they've lost 10 of their last 12 here. And now Capone with a late time call. I feel like the minor leagues, there's always one team in one ballpark where either you just play them tight or you just lose a lot of games there. Check on the runner at first. I feel like I've had a few opponents like that in my short career, but number one vividly, the Rays AA affiliate in Montgomery, Alabama. Boy, they always seem to come back. Breaking ball bounces before home, and it's blocked by Jared Thomas. Just feel like every game was the same, kind of just like this, low scoring. Team takes the lead. And then the home team would take it right back. Every single game, like clockwork. 2-2, runner in motion. Swing and a miss for strike three. Throw to second base is late. And so Rivas has it stolen, but that's now 10 strikeouts for Mavis Graves, tying a career high. So a runner on second base, but two gone, no score, top five, and a switching third baseman, Gerald Toledo. The last chance here trying to drive in a run. Graves deals, and a first pitch is inside for a ball. And Toledo lines it over the head of Gonzalez and down the left field line. Rivas is going to score as it hits a single. And now Toledo's in at second base with a double. Boy, I think that one just hit a single, and it is down on the ground right now. And someone's going to have to get that single. Well, it looks like the seagull is standing okay, but it's not flying away. And now Gustavo Amas walks out, looking at the seagull down the left field line. And now its friends are there, trying to help it along. Boy, that is something you don't see every day. A seagull hit here at the ballpark. But the double for Toledo drives in a run, which is an earned run, but really it would have been an unearned run. It was a drop pop-up. Fans are trying to cheer on the seagull right now. It's moving, but it's not flying. There's about five of them, six of them right now in the grass area and left field down the line. Let's see if Connor Delgado may hit one over there again. Switcher to batting right. And he takes a changeup outside for ball one. Now they are walking towards the left fielder, Ricardo Rosario. The 1-0. Swing and a ground ball foul right to Gustavo Mania in the coach's box. It's 1-1. Two outs, a runner on second base, 1-0 in the fifth. One ball, one strike, and the pitch home. That's outside with another change. It's 2-1 on Delgado. 0-2 today. Ground out and a line out under his ledger. Two-one. Breaking ball pulled in the ground. Third base side. Scoop by Gonzalez. Plenty of time. Throws to first. Delgado retired to end things here in the fifth. But a run home on two hits. The double from Toledo makes it 1-0 halfway home here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, 1-0. Bradenton ahead of the Clearwater Threshers at Baycare Ballpark as writer Antoine Kelly facing Diego Gonzalez to lead things off here in the fifth inning. First pitch is a fastball taken for a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. 8-9-1 due up after Gerald Toledo with a double that hit a seagull in the left field lineup. Did the seagull, it is flown away. They are flying all over the park today. And the 0-1 is low. Ball. It's 1-1. Clearwater Beach is down the road. That's where the Marauders stayed when they played in Dunedin. 1-1. Swing a line drive back up the middle. Diving stop by Rivas. Knocks it down. Fans on the throw. And so an infield single for Gonzalez. So it was a weak line drive to the left of Rivas. Didn't have much on it. So runner on first base, nobody out. One run ball game as it's low. On a slider from Antoine Kelly to Avery Owusu-Asiadu. Ready set from the belt with his red glove, 1-0. Swinging a slow ground ball, this could be two. Rivas flips the second for one. Delgado to first, there it is. 6-4-3, twin killing. And just like that, two gone in the fifth inning. That's one way to raise the leadoff single. But again, it's the fourth inning now. In five totals so far that Antoine Kelly has allowed the leadoff man on and trying to toss another zero on the board. This has been fun to watch for Antoine. A two out sacks empty for Ricardo Rosario, top of the order. And the righty takes a fastball, the knees called strike. Righty lifts, 0-1. Swing and a tip. Into the mitt of Alfonso for a strike, it's 0-2. Kelly only three strikeouts so far. Looking for his fourth today. And the 0-2. Called third strike. There it is. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. Freezes Rosario. And Kelly is through five scoreless. 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Toledo was caught heading to third. Line drive, base hit into left field.
This summer, we're going the first from minor league baseball.
That's
going
to take a weird hop and go into the corner left field.
Whether
wall,
you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Rosario. Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points
Jerome
on your next
Toledo
qualified by Wyndham hotel
game,
stay and redeem them
the
for minor league baseball
run.
Tickets and experiences so all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Bradenton 1, Threshers nothing as the Marauders have been lifted by Antoine Kelly. Now five scoreless innings in the book. Gerald Toledo with an RBI double in the last half inning. So to get some more offense for Antoine as Omar Alfonso comes to the plate, lead things off. The left-handed batter gets a new pitcher into the ballgame as Mavis Graves' day is done. And first pitch, Alfonso pops foul behind him. Strike one, it's nothing and one. New pitcher is Paxton Thompson in the contest. Graves goes five innings today. 10 strikeouts. Won't get number 11, which would have been a career high. The 0-1 from Thompson. He's a changeup down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. But the final line, one run on five hits, no walks, 10 Ks in five innings for Graves through 68 pitches, 49 strikes. Thompson readies, and the 1-1 is a backdoor breaking ball outside. It's 2-1. 24-year-old Thompson played his college ball at UNC Charlotte, native of St. Michael, Minnesota, making his 18th appearance this year. Is 1-2 with a 3.70 ERA. 2-1, swinging a fly ball, popped in the air. That's actually out of play behind him. It's 2-2. Thompson is a strike thrower. 8 walks, 26 strikeouts, and 24 and a third innings. Made 4 appearances last year with the Thrashers after he signed as a non-drafted free agent back in August of last year. Ready for the letters, 2-2. And that's a called third strike. Off speed on the outer half, and Alfonso down looking. One gone in the half inning for Esmalin Valdez. One out, base is empty for Esmalin Valdez. And the pitch, check swing, and it misses down low for ball one. Thompson ready is the 1-0. Swing and a line drive, pulled down the left field line, and hooks foul. First strike, it's 1-1. One-one, and Valdez skies it high in the air, deep down the left field line. Ware is out there, but it's the left fielder, Rosario, who backpedals, makes the catch. Just the right of the chalk. Right where the fence juts out, and two gone. First pitch misses low to Axel Plaz for ball one. Two outs, base is empty, 1-0. Bradenton in the sixth inning. Ready, sets, 1-0. And Plaz swings, misses at a fastball. It's 1-1. Axel today's 0-2. The 1-1, and Plaz takes just a tad low for ball two. A lot of fans down the left field line on this dollar ticket, dollar hot dog, dollar beer, and many other dollar specials. It's the best bargain around town. 2-1, that skips in for ball three. Well, when the Marauders, last time they were here in April, it still is their largest attended game on the road. I mean, all season two, there was 5,200 fans that came out for this occasion back in April. 3-1, swinging a line drive, pulled down the left field line, out of play. A lot of those fans, though, they don't see what's going on when they're walking on the concourse, so always got to have a head on your swivel. Thompson again. 3-2. Swinging a broken bat roller, third base side. Back into by Thompson. From his back foot, throws to first, and Plaz is retired. Athletic play there by Paxton Thompson. Pitches are athletes, too. It's a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Bottom six next. 1-0. Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, 1-0. Bradenton on top of Clearwater as Antoine Kelly's first pitch. Devin Saltabon is up and in for ball one. 2-3-4 due up in the Thrashers lineup as Antoine Kelly has been fantastic today so far. And Saltabon swings, misses at it's 1-1 here. That was an 8-pitch fifth inning. Thrown by Antoine, the 1-1. Swinging a tip into the mitt for a strike two. On the Phillies' top 30 prospects, you know, they had Aiden Miller's number two guy. Saltabon now the highest rated player at number six. There have been a lot of Threshers, former Threshers, that have come through here ahead of Saltabon. Andrew Painter pitched for the Threshers in 22. Aiden Miller in the last year and this year. He's now up in high Jersey Shore. 1-2. And that's a bit low. Just missed with a slider, 2-2. Mick Abel was in AAA on a way back to 2021. And then Justin Crawford was here last year in the first half and then earned his promotion in July to high Jersey Shore. 2-2 up and in, and he hits him on the hand. And on the peel, he didn't go around, and so Saltabon will take his base. Well, anywhere around the hands is always dangerous on a wrist and a finger. Saltabon's taking off his protective gear as he'll walk down the first base side. Marauders leading 1-0. We'll see in the ballgame. He's good to go. Now it's Tuesday, so it is a new week, and that obviously means a new opponent for each team. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as Jordan Viers comes to the plate. Bottom six, 1-0 Marauders. Palm Beach on top of St. Louis's 6-2 in the top of the ninth inning right now. Lakeland's ahead by a run on Dunedin 4-3. As Viers swings the first pitch, hits it in the air, down the left field line, long run over for Valdez, and it touches Bear and rolls into the corner. Saltabon around second base. No throw in. Now they throw to second base, and they don't get Viers. But it's a tie ball game at one apiece. I don't know if Valdez thought that ball was going to drop or out of play, or it was jogging over at first, or just he was never going to get it, and so just played it off the wall. But that was a one-hop double. That drives in Saltabon, and so the first two men reaching here in this half inning. Byers now 2-for-3, meeting on the mound. Elsewhere across the FSL, Daytona's tied with Jupiter at 4-apiece. And at bottom of the third inning, Ford Myers behind Tampa 5-3 in the third. That is the MILB.TV free game of the day today. Watch the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles down at Hammond Stadium. Runner on second. Brand new ball game tied at one apiece as Kaden Hediger switching to batting left digs in. First pitch. And that's a slider taken down and in for ball one. Antoine Kelly pitch count up to now 76 pitches. Maybe a bit more than that. Game day stream is behind. The 1-0, swing and a miss. There's a good breaking ball that time. It's 1-1. Kelly's last start. Threw a career-high 94 pitches. 1-1. Fastball outside for ball two. Bullpens for both teams are out in left center field. It's one stacked in front of the other, and it's Mike Walsh throwing. Righty for Bradenton, so we'll see how long Kelly will stay in here. 2-1, swing and a grounder hit foul. Sharpie down the first base side. Walsh is warming fast. He's throwing from the mound. Could be either the last batter or the penultimate one here for Antoine Kelly. Negro for two today. A pop out and a fly out with a runner on second base. Nobody out. A tie ball game. 2-2. Swing and a fly ball hit in the air left field. Valdez over towards the line. Comes to a stop and makes the catch off his left shoulder. One gone in the inning. So with one out, still runner at second base in a 1-1 tie game. Ball game tied on a Myers double. Here is Raylan Heredia, the right fielder. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. And swung on. Ground ball through the right side into right field. Rodriguez comes up firing. Here's a throw. It's cut off. Throw to second base. And they get... No, they don't get the out. And now Jim Horner out to have a word. As the Thrashers have a 2-1 lead on the base hit from Heredia. Well, somehow he's swimming over the tag, and now Horner wants a word with Blake Bison about what he saw, because look from here that they would have gotten him. Either way, a run is scored, so the Thrashers have scored two unanswered runs, and so Horner gets his few words in. And they may ask him to buy some time for the bullpen as well. As he walks back towards the first base dugout. So runner on second base in Heredia after the RBI single. Scored Fires. Two runs home in this half inning. Third time through the order. Now Bryson Ware, the righty. Swings the first pitch and flies it deep down the right field line. Out of play for strike one. Marauders took the lead in the fifth. On a Toledo double. And two runs scored in this half inning. One and a fastball at the knees on the outer half for strike two. Kelly's set for the bell. A couple looks to second, the 0-2. And it's a breaking ball in the dirt. Ware doesn't fish after it. Bryson Ware 0-for-1 with a walk in the fourth inning. He struck out swinging in the second. Binges four strikeouts today for Kelly. He struck out a career-high 8 against Dunedin. 1-2. Swing and a tapper. Foul for his base side. Chokes up on the barrel. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. 97 up in the zone by Antoine Kelly. Fifth strikeout. Second time has gotten Ware. And so in two outs, here is Jared Thomas. Two runs home in the sixth inning. Thrashers have a 2-1 lead. Another one waiting in the ranks at second base in Raylan Heredia. Jerry Thomas swings to the first pitch, chops it to third. Toledo under his glove as he's charging in. And it dips into left field. Another run scores on an E5. Well, Toledo just so late it as he's just charging in on a chopper. So the error brings home another. A three-run sixth inning. Here's Diego Gonzalez, the third baseman. Runner on, two outs. And now Kelly laboring in this half inning. First pitch is a breaking ball down and away. Snap throw to first is low and late. Lights starting to turn on here at Baker Ballpark, just north of 8 o'clock Eastern time. Sun setting in the next 30, 40 minutes or so. The 1-0 runner in motion. It pitches off the glove of Alfonso and to the backstop. So that'll be a straight, just stolen base for Jared Thomas. And now another runner in scoring position here in this half inning. That's Jared Thomas's first stolen base of the season. Yeah. 2-0. And slider taken low and outside. 3-0 here on Gonzalez, who singled his last trip up. Okay, it looks like Mike Walsh is good to go. He's ready and waiting. This will be the last batter for sure. 91 pitches right now for Kelly. Here's number 92. It's inside for ball four. We'll see, though. No movement yet from the first base dugout, but Alfonso calls time. Walks out, and Al Horner does as well. And so, pitching change underway here at Baker Ballpark in the bottom of the sixth inning. Marauders now behind 3-1 as Kelly departs after 5 2/3 innings tonight. Mike Walsh in when we come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024. And watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mike Walsh is the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders in the home half of the sixth inning. 3-1 Clearwater as Antoine Kelly gets through 5 2/3 today, but falls just one out shy of tying his career high. The 23-year-old Walsh now in ninth round pick out of Yale back in 2022. And so he comes in with runners at first and second. Two gone for Avia Wusu Asiadu. Takes the fastball in tight for ball one. Walsh making his 13th appearance this year is 1-0 with a 1.32 ERA. Three walks, 15 Ks, and 13 2/3. The righty's 1-0. And that's a called strike on the inside corner. With a cutter, it's 1-1. Walsh's last outing gave up an earned run for the first time since April. It was against these Thrashers. Spent some time on the injury list in between. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Wusu Asiadu is behind 1-2. Well, one of these runs will be unearned against Antoine Kelly, so there will be two earned runs in 5 2/3 today for him. 1-2 from Walsh. Swing and a miss for strike three. There's that sweeping slider. And he gets out of the inning. Any more unscathed. Three runs home, though. And thanks to another error that brought home another. 3-1. Marauders trailing after six on the Marauders broadcast network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Eddie Rodriguez leads things off in the top of the seventh inning. Threshers now with a 3-1 cushion. As Paxton Thompson out for his second inning, first pitch of the righty. Is a fastball down the heart of the plate for called strike. Thrashers score three runs as two of them earned, though, after an error brings home another. And so it's a two-run deficit they have to get out of here. As you know, one's outside for a ball, it's 1-1. Their first trip that they made here to Baycare Ballpark came April 23rd, April 28th. They lost first three games of the series, one on the Friday, then lost in extras the next night. 1-1's popped in the air, first base side. Hediger, he's walks into foul territory, makes the catch, just about line with the base. One gone. All six games in that series were decided by eight total runs, and so kind of expected a little bit of that here this week. As lefty Amanda Torero steps in with one out, base is empty in the seventh. First pitch, and he takes inside for a ball. But the last time they met at the beginning of the month, June the 4th to June the 9th, back at Lecom Park in Bradenton, there was just one one-run ball game and another decided by two runs. The rest were three or more. One has flown foul off the left side, including some lopsided games. Marauders won 8-0 and won another game 10-2 on the Sunday to take the series victory. They scored 10 runs in the first two innings. Bradenton clubbed 10 home runs that week. The 1-1, and Terrell flies into the air, deep to right field. This one could be out of here. It is over the berm in right center field to Emmanuel Terrero. A solo home run brings the Marauders closer. It's 3-2 in the seventh inning. So for Terrero, his second home run of the season. The other one coming on the road last week on a grand slam against Dunedin. So one out, base is empty, but another run closer as Javier Rivas takes his time to step in, uses almost the entire pitch clock. And the first pitch to him. As a fastball down and outside for ball one. Rivas has been on a tear, a guy who had a home run on Sunday against Lakeland. 1-0. And Rivas pulls it hard down the third base side foul. Over his last 17 games, going back to June 4th, Rivas hitting .404 with a .737 slugging. He's got five doubles, a triple, four home runs, and has driven in 11 runs. He's got six home runs on the year, which is a career high. The 1-1, swing and a miss. And the fastball, it's 1-2. He's 1-for-2 today, singled and scored in the fifth inning. Settles back in against the righty Thompson. And the 1-2 home. Called third strike. Just clips the bottom part of the zone. And Rivas retired. Second strikeout for Paxton Thompson. And the second out here in the half inning. Out's base is empty. One run home on the Terrell blast. And Sergio Campana, the righty, digs in. First pitch, Bonchon pulls it back. And it's ball one. Now both berms now are littered with fans, beach towels and all, that they brought out. And catch a good breeze out there. One blowing out to right center towards the interstate that's just beyond there. 1-0. That's a called strike. At the knees, it's 1-1. It's $1 general admission tickets every Tuesday. The 1-1. That's on the outside. Black with a fastball for strike two. One, two. So we're going to tap her foul first base side. It's always the one thing from an eyesore you think about, and there's so many empty blue seats. Ballpark that seats about 8,800. Fit a few more thousand in standing room only. 1-2. And that's taken downstairs on a sweeping slider, 2-2. All the fans are down in the standing room areas, down the left field line, and wraps around next to the bullpen. Around the grass berms. Walk around the ballpark, 360. 2-2, and Campania fouls it back. There are a lot of ballparks in this league that you can do that. Fort Myers is one. Dunedin last week you could. Bradenton's is a 360. The boardwalk wraps around, so for fans you can take it all in as a fan. Really nice aspect. As Campana takes a call, third strike. Fastball at the knees. And it's a second strikeout of this happening. A home run, though, from Amanda Torero. It's stretch time, top seven. As 3-2 Threshers on top of the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
c'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te veglia lo pesciaiole,
bottom seven, Bradenton inches closer after a home run from Edmando Terrero. Mike Walsh out for his first full inning as he faces the top of the order. Ricardo Rosario digs in the righty. First pitch is grounded to third. Toledo behind the bag, stabs, sets his feet, takes his time and throws at Rosario at first, one gone. Good hands there by Toledo. One gone in the home half of the seventh inning for Devin Saltabon. 0 for 2 day, but was hit by a pitch last inning, then scored on a double from Jordan Byers. First pitch the righty. It's a fastball low for ball one. That tied the game. Nearly scored the first run. It was the Heredia single that tied the game, and then E5 scored another for the go-ahead run right now as Saltabon swings and misses at a fastball. It's 1-1. This actually might have been one of those cutters that or sinkers that Walsh throws. 1-1. Swinging a foul back. Baker Ballpark is the home of the Phillies spring training. They pack it out here as well. Clearwater's always, if not first, they are second in attendance every year. 1-2, check swing, and he went around for strike three. Walsh with his second K. Two very quick outs here in the seventh inning. Here's Jordan Byers. Some of those fans, well, $1 beer night, $1 hot dog, might have gone to concessions. Get one last turn at it before they close. They might have a chance here in the seventh inning. Here's a lefty, Byers. He takes a fastball outside for ball one because Mike Walsh has been successful in the first two hitters. Righty spins and deals 1-0. Swinging a line drive and out towards left center. Foul is over. Stops and has a chest high. It's a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Mike Walsh. We head to the eighth. 3-2. Threshers on the Marauders broadcast network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton trailing a run 3-2 after Terrero's home run last half inning. Caught the deficit a bit closer here. 9-1-2 as Gerald Toledo drove in the first run. He steps in the left side against a new pitcher into the ball game. First pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Now the new arm in for the Threshers. replaces Paxton Thompson. It's Jonah Henriquez as that one's rolled foul. First base side, it's 1-1. Henriquez, 5'11", 218-pound right-hander from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. The 1-1. And that's taken the letter high for a called strike. It's 1-2. John Henriquez, 1-2 home. That's an off-speed low of the dirt. Good change up there. It's 2-2. On Toledo, who's 2-for-2 tonight, having a good night so far. Singled back in the third, then doubled in a run in the fifth inning, but was left there. 2-2. That's way outside of the backstop it goes. The heater at 95. As Bob Uecker would say in Major League, just a bit outside. Count full on Toledo, top of the order on deck with Delgado looming. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball off foul the left side. Uecker's still calling baseball for the Brewers on the radio. He does home games. 3-2. Swinging a foul off the glove of Thomas. They'll do it again. There's actually a home run call from him either yesterday or the other night on a Rhys Hoskins home run. Former Phil used to make his home here in the springtime at Baycare Ballpark. 3-2 is inside, nearly hits Toledo. And he dances out of the way of a heater at 96. So he's on board for the third time today. Hoskins hit a grand slam yesterday, and so helped the Brewers defeat the Rangers 6-3. Hoskins, who was a fifth-round pick out of Cal State Sacramento. That's Sacramento State. First pitch is whiffed at a miss by Delgado, batting left for the first time tonight. Tying runs aboard at first. And a 3-2 Thrashers lead top eight. Hoskins, in his first year, not as a Philly, spent his first 6 years there. The 0-1. That's taken inside for a ball. It's 1-1 from Henriquez, who's been a bit all over the place so far. 4-year-old right-hander. Sets in the 1-1. That's taking a low down and in for ball two. Henriquez this year is 1-1 with a 2.89 ERA and 5 appearances coming in. 4 walks, 9 Ks, and 9 in a third innings with the Threshers this season. 2-1. And a fastball inside for ball three. Henriquez pitched for the Threshers last year in 30 games. And then got a late call up to Jersey Shore to make 5, where he just got rocked. Had a 7.11 ERA. And so now back here to start the season. He actually started the year on the Blue Claws injured list. 3-1. And that's on the outside. Black, a called strike. Counts full. And reassigned on June the 20th, about 5 days ago. He was on rehab initially with the Threshers. And then needed some roster movement. Needed to some space. Runner on first. Nobody out. Top eight. 3-2 Threshers, and the count's full here on Delgado, who's 0-3 today. Check on the runner. Toledo, headlong dive back in safely. Delgado riding a 3-game on base streak, trying to make it 4 here today. 3-2. And that's a called third strike, and Delgado knew it. Fastball in the outer half. First strikeout for Henriquez. One to gone, a runner still on for Omar Alfonso. 5-2 Final numbers on Paxton Thompson, gives up the run on the home run. That was it. Three strikeouts and two scoreless. That's now 14 punchouts today for the Threshers. 10 coming from Mavis Graves, who did that in five innings. Lefty Alfonso swings on the first pitch, pulls it fair down the right field line. Hits off the sidewall. Toledo stops at third base. It's a long single for Alfonso, who has his second hit tonight. Boy, that sidewall might have saved a run. And so runners at first and third with one gone in the top of the eighth inning. Tying run just 90 feet away. Alfonso absolutely scorched that baseball on the ground. Just curled perfectly inside the first base bag, hit off the sidewall. If that ball nestles in the corner, that's a run. 105.7 miles an hour off the bat. And so now a pinch runner for Alfonso. I believe that is Solomon McGuire, who's running at first base. First and third, one out against Enriquez. Esblin Valdez is the batter. The righty sets. And the pitch. And it's taken up and in for ball one. Marauders with a late comeback brewing here. So McGuire, the runner at first for Alfonso. They'll do some reshufflement next half inning. The 1-0. And Valdez hits it high in the air to left center field. Owusu is seen to his back. He's at the wall. It clanks off the fence. Toledo scores. McGuire holds at third. It's an RBI double for Esblin Valdez. It's a tie game again at three. It's a massive, massive alleys here. And left and right center. It's really a triples ballpark. And Valdez into the wrong part of the park as it holds. Nearly had a go-ahead run. Second and third mound visit now with Axio Plaza heading the plate. Oh boy, how about this? Just a hanging breaking ball, and Valdez nearly disposed of it over the wall. Valdez now 2-for-4 today with an RBI double. And Axio Plaza, who's 0-for-3 today. With one out, just needs something to the outfield here. Infield in for the Threshers, a 3-3 tie game. Second and third, one gone in the top of the eighth inning. Righty Plaza. Enriquez sets. And here is the pitch. Fastball low and in for ball one. Enriquez swinging out some bullets here. Tossed two scoreless against Bradenton in one appearance, and they gave him a run in two innings before. So 1-0 is whiffed out of this for a strike. Plaz is 0-for-3 today. Was just 2-for-10 last series. Did have a home run, though. That came on Tuesday. He's got six on the season now. With one out. And on the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Runner coming home. The throw! And they got him. Here comes Jim Horner. And he might be talking about the play possibly. Just a quick word. So fielder's choice. 6-2 and two gone in the inning. It's up to Eddie Rodriguez now. As they cut down McGuire at home. First and second. Horner, a former catcher himself, spent 9 years in the minor leagues. So here's Rodriguez with first and second again. One run home in the top of the eighth inning. 3-3 tie game against Enriquez. Facing Rodriguez is 0-for-3. First pitch is a slider Inside, though, for ball one. The 1-0. And Rodriguez taps it behind home plate foul. It's 1-1. Double from Valdez, who's at second right now, is the difference. It's the tying run. He is now the go-ahead run there. The 1-1. Breaking ball high and in, almost hit him. Up on the head area, it's 2-1. Rodriguez has had a tough month of June so far, trying to get things going right back in the right direction. Start of the year on the injured list. Two outs, two on, the 2-1. And Rodriguez takes upstairs for ball three. Hitters count here at 3-1. Rodriguez this month of June, it's been a tough one. Just 5-46 at the plate. After, really, he played four games in April. And Rodriguez fans on a fastball counts full. Snapper back to first and Plaz is in standing. Put together two really, just over a month of really good hitting at the plate, and it just hasn't transitioned here to June yet. So with a full count looming, runners will be in motion. Jared Thomas pointing out to the infield throw to first here. Two outs in a 3-3 tie game, top of the eighth inning. Malika's ready from the belt. The 3-2. Swinging a foul at home plate. Caught a piece of Thomas and home plate umpire Dominic Romero. Two outs, runners in motion, 3-2. Called third strike. Fastball in the outer half ends the half inning. Marauders score one. They threaten with two more, but leave two men on the base pass. Bottom eight next, 3-3 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser.
As Carrera launches his second home run of the season onto the berm in right.
Let's take a moment to breathe.
The Threshers' lead is cut down to one at 3-2.
Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Yeah.
New pitch in the ball game is Hunter Furtado, as Axel Plaz is now doing the catching. We'll try to get you all the defensive adjustments here with McGuire into the ball game. There is a lot of sort out. Looks like Eddie Rodriguez is coming from right to first, and McGuire's out in right field. Kenny Hediger leads things off in a 3-3 tie game, bottom eight. And first pitch from Furtado is a changeup on the outside corner, a called strike. Marauders get a run on an RBI double from Esmond Valdez. Don't get anything after that, though. The one from Furtado is a fastball 94 on the outside corner, a called strike. And it is 0-2. Furtado has sixth-round draft pick last year out of the University of Alabama by Pittsburgh. Started his college career at Wake Forest. Lefty set from the third base side of the rubber, 0-2. And a fastball up and in at 94. A bit more pop today from Furtado. Mike Walsh, inning a third, scoreless today out of the bullpen. Two strikeouts for him. Nice bounce back effort out of him. 1-2. And that's outside. Hediger 0 for 3. Two flyouts and a pop out. Two, two. Breaking ball pulled in the ground to the hole. Shortstop Rivas sets throw and first. Plenty of arm there. One gone.
Right fielder Raymond Heredia.
Numbers on Furtado this season. As first pitch to Raylan Heredia. There's a fastball high for ball one. Making his 21st appearance, is 1-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Tana Reddy's with the one ball pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change up there. It's 1-1. Has walked 27, struck out 24, and 28 in the third innings. The 1-1. Fastball at the knees, called strike at 93. It's 1-2. Last year at Alabama, 38 strikeouts, 17 walks, and 36 innings out of the bullpen. Did start two games. 1-2. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Don Heredia, who's been a tough out today. He's been on board three times. RBI single to run scored back in the sixth inning. It was a three-run inning. Thrashers took the lead, and they haven't looked back until the Marauders scored a run in the last half inning. 2-2. High and in, it hits him. Fastball clipped him on the elbow guard. So that's the second hit batter today by Bradenton pitching. Saltabon was struck in the sixth inning. So Heredia will make his way down the first base line. Fourth time on base today. The training staff taking a look at him. I mean, it hit him on the elbow guard, I think. And just a quick word by Samantha Myers. Runner on at first base for Bryson Ware, the shortstop. One out, bottom eight, a 3-3 tie game. Furtado comes set, third base side of the rubber. Deals home. That's line right at Rivas at shortstop. Throw to first. Got him! Inning ending double play. 6-3. That's the inning. To the ninth, we had a 3-3 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
One out, and this is going to be high enough to score a run. Deep out to left center field. Back goes Owusu Asedu, and it's off the wall. One run will score easily. McGuire is going to be stopped at third, as that was got to really quickly by Rosario. Desmarlin Valdez doubles in the tying run. And now two runners in scoring position in a tie ball game with one out in the eighth.
See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
New pitch of the ball game as Jonathan Petit is into the contest after John Enriquez gives up the game-tying run. As we head to the ninth inning right now, top nine, Marauders 3, Threshers 3 at BayCare Ballpark in the first game of this six-game series. A.J. Shaver is also into the ball game as he will assume Raylan Heredia. So I guess it was serious enough that they wanted to pull Heredia and put in A.J. Shaver. First pitch to Amanda Terrero, the left. He takes down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. And again, and Jonathan Petit, the new pitcher of the ballgame, who's struggled a bit this year for his pitch, or the 1-0 pitch. He's outside, 2-0. Petit was reassigned from IA Jersey Shore earlier this season, 23-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela. Goes way outside for ball three. Now this year in Clearwater, he has gotten better, making his 14th appearance. His 2-0 with a 4.24 ERA. 10 walks, 24 strikeouts, and 23 and a third innings. But he did not have very good numbers in IA. Gave up 12 runs in 5 2/3 innings. Pitches on the outside corner, called strike. Did strike out 9, but also walked 7. And with the Blue Claws, 3-1. And a fastball right there at the knees, called strike. And the count's full here on Terrero, who homered his last trip up in the seventh inning. 3-2. Swinging a foul back behind Toe. Marauders tied the game last inning with the Desmarlin Valdez double. Out to left center that just missed being a home run by a few feet. D gets a sign, and the 3-2, swinging a laser foul down the left field line. Now the 3-2 pitch looming. Here it is. Swinging a foul back by Terrero, putting up a good battle here against the young righty in Petit. Couple of challenge fastballs. Where will he go to next? 3-2. Swinging a ball. Rolled foul first base side towards the tarp. That was the ninth pitch of the at-bat between the two. Three balls, two strikes. The righty from the letters. The 10th pitch. Outside ball four, and the go-ahead runs on to start the ninth inning. Torreira with a well-worked walk. Brings up Javier Rivas. Here's a ready batter, first pitch. Hits him on the front hip. So a walk and now a hit batter puts the first two on in the ninth inning in a 3-3 tie game. That's the last thing you want to do if you're a Thresher. So things just spiraling out of control here for Petit. And now here is Sergio Capone. What you feel like this is going to be a bunt situation. He's tried it twice tonight. Third baseman Gonzalez is already in on the grass. And so here is Capone. Runners at first and second. Petit glove up near his left ear. Now he brings it just below his chin on the right. Bunt shown. Pulled back, and it's a called strike. Bradenton 3, Clearwater 3. Game 1 of the 6-game series at Baycare Ballpark. Pond is 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. First baseman, Hediger is in on the grass. Bunt shown, Petit's 0-1. Capone pulls it back and it's outside. And the count back even 1-1. Well, the Marauders, they love to sacrifice bunt. Even up in the Pirate system, they've got 10 sack bunts this year, the most in the Florida State League. 1-1, and now a late time called, and it's a pitch clock violation on Petit. Now the most sack bunts, the Columbia Fireflies, they've got 23 this season. Bunt shown, gets it down, first base side in front, and it hits the bat of Campagna. Everybody's safe. Thomas went out. Hediger ended up trying to bare hand at the same time, and it hit the bat of Campagna, and so a sack bunt. They don't even get it out. I don't know how that happened either. So the bases are full for Gerald Toledo, who is about as hot as anybody in the lineup tonight. He's 2-for-2, but on base all three times. And the bases are full infielded. Nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. A 3-3 tie game. High pressure pitches here. First pitch, and Toledo strokes it well. Out to right field. It's over Shaver's head up against the wall. Torero scores. Rivas behind him. No throw home. It's a 2-RBI go-ahead double for Gerald Toledo. And the Marauders lead 5-3 in the ninth. And now a mound visit as Gustavo Armas out. But boy, what a half inning and what a night it's been for Gerald Toledo. Toledo, two doubles today, and he's driven in multiple runs here in the ninth. Bradenton won just one game in their first 6-game series here. They haven't homered today, which was their MO in that last meeting where they won 4 of the 6 games, but boy, they are hitting the ball well, and it's because of Gerald Toledo's got his 6th double of the season. He drives home 2 more. Marauders now 5 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. Thresher's 3 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. They have been hitting tonight Still nobody out. Second and third. Two runs home. 5-3. Bradenton in the ninth for Connor Delgado. Switch hitting second baseman, batting left. First pitch from Petit. Is belt high on the outer half, called strike. The Marauders, they have been a different team starting out of the second half. They are 2-1 to start. Trying to get up two games above 500. 0-1, that's line to right field. Shaver in, can't get there. A run scores. As stop sign held up for Toledo, it's now 6-3 in the ninth. Marauders just keep on hitting. Delgado's on board for the first time today, and not a bad time to get on base here in the ninth. First and third, with still nobody out. The first five men have reached here. Walk, hit, batter, error, double, single. And now Delgado prime to steal. Saul McGuire's first looks today at the plate, first pitch. And that bounces in before home, gets past Thomas. Here comes Toledo, no throw, a wild pitch. And it's been a wild ninth inning. 7-3, Bradenton. Now, Petit has not had the outing he hoped for today. Coming off some really good outings, he's on a five-inning scoreless streak over his last three, but struggling here tonight. 1-0 to McGuire. Swinging a ground ball through the right side into right field. Delgado holds at third as Solomon McGuire with a single his first time up. That's now three straight hits, and there is some action in the Threshers bullpen out of left center. Well, everybody's just getting a hit at this point. With Esmond Valens, who just missed a home run his last time up, steps in. First and third, a four-run lead, 7-3. Opening pitch is a called strike, belt time. But even that slider, that was, it looked like middle-middle. And he got away with that one. Runner in motion, pitch is low, no throw to second with McGuire stealing second now. So the count, one ball, one strike on Valdez. 2-for-4 with an RBI double last trip up. The 1-1. And Valdez checks the swing. It's inside for ball two. Right, there is a bit of a unsure of what the count was. It's 2-1. Scoreboard now has it right, but Thomas had a few questions for open umpire. 2-1 and slider high for ball three for Dominic Romero, who had a look at his counter and look up and look back down, and they got it all sorted out. Infield in for the Thrashers. It's been a crooked number in the ninth. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Now this home run hacking there. It's 3-2. As Maryland with 9 home runs this year, he leads the team trying to get to 10. 3-2. Swing and a foul off the right side, out of play. Let's see if Bradenton would bring back Furtado for the ninth inning or not. 3-2. Swinging a line drive into left field. Base knock. Delgado scores. Here comes McGuire. Val is digging for second base. The throw gets away. It's a 2-RBI double for Esberlin Valdez. And the Marauders offense has erupted here in the ninth inning. It's a 6-run top of the ninth, and that will do it for Jonathan Petit. Marty Malloy out. as the Marauders have chased him out of this ninth inning without a single out. We come back here, new pitcher in to face Axio Plus. 9-3 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
First pitch to Toledo.
Hear that?
And that's going to score a lot of runs. Rope down sound the right field line off the wall. One run scores. Coming around third is Rivas. He will score. And that's going to be it. Two-run double for Gerald Toledo. He's 3-for-3. Threshers now trail by two. Still without an out in the ninth inning.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A 6-run top of the ninth inning. Bradenton has a 9-3 lead right now. This 6-run frame is tied for the most runs the Marauders have scored in an inning this season. The other one was the 6-run first inning they had in a 10-2 victory on the Sunday back at Lecom Park that closed out that series against the Threshers. So not a good look there for Clearwater pitching, but Marauders still looking for some more. Axio Plaza at the plate with a runner on second base and Esmalin Valdez, new pitcher in. As Plaz check swing, roller foul, first base side. Nearly hit the first base bag in fair territory. And the count is 0-1. Now a new arm into the ballgame is Josh Bordka, replaces Petit. As Petit did not get a single out in that half inning. 0-1-2, Plaz. Righty Bordka lifts home. Swinging a foul off the glove of Thomas for strike two. Numbers on Bordka this year, the 24-year-old, 16th round of pick and 22 out of Central Missouri. He's making his 11th appearance, 1-2 with a 6.43 ERA. Six walks, 21 Ks in 14 innings. 0-2 on Plaz, who's 0-4 tonight. Swing and a miss. He strikes out swinging. Well, it took eight batters before the Threshers got it out. So with one gone, runner still at second base, a 6-run lead. It looks like Furtado will, I think, with his big deficit. Marauders don't have Landon Tompkins, their usual closer. Magdo Cotto picked up the save on Sunday. And first pitch to Eddie Rodriguez here from Bordka. He's jumping away for ball one. First one of the roster moves today announced by the Pirates. Aaron Shortridge will make a rehab start this week. Triple A in Indianapolis, the 1-0. And fastball up and in. 2-0. Eli Wilson returned to Altoona, was a rehabber last week as a catcher. And then Christian Curtis today. There's a bit of good and bad news for him. 2-0 from Bordka. And a slider over the heart of the plate called strike. Curtis will get you the bad news first. He's on the injury list, unfortunately. 7-day IL going back to a start on Saturday. The good news is he's now a top 30 prospect in the Pirate system. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone, it's 2-2. Emily Pipeline. I believe it's because Paul Skeens dropped out. It's the only player I can think of that would be the reason why. They just reshuffled it, and it is so. 2-2. And slider outside for ball three. So, Termar Johnson, that's him last year. Yeah, he still is. The number one prospect in the Pirates org is Termar Johnson now. And so Curtis enters in as number 30. Three, two, home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Bortka, but the Marauders have batted around here in the ninth inning as in steps Amanda Tarrera, who walked the score to start this half inning. Here's the first pitch to lefty Torero, and it's a backdoor slider called strike on the outer half. Six runs home, runner on second base right now. Second, and the one strike pitch. Swing and a ground ball at the first. Big hop, fielded by Hediger in the gut, steps in the bag himself. And that's the ninth inning. But 10 men come to the plate. The Marauders capitalize, and they score six runs. 9-3, last chance for the Thrashers in the ninth on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun.
Round out, round out, to fly out that turned into a double play.
@_Marauders on Instagram @BradentonMarauders and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Marauders with a big top of the ninth inning. They score six runs as they lead 9-3 now. In the last of the ninth inning, Hunter Furtado out for the last three outs of the ball game as he'll face 7-8-9. Jared Thomas, Diego Gonzalez, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Marauders get six runs, four hits, an error, and one man left on base. They've got 12 hits in the ball game now. Furtado faced the minimum in the eighth inning, as Dakota Kotowski, has come in and pitch hit here. And it's 1-0 on him. Bit more pop in the bat from him compared to Jared Thomas. And Here's the 1-0. Fastball up and in. It's 2-0. Furtado, a little bit of cold here after that long ninth inning. Furtado ready. It's 2-0. And fastball inside for ball three, so it's 3-0 here. Kotowski, numbers on him this season, had a pinch, had a home run against Lecom as a pinch hitter used here. He started a lot of games this year. Takes a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike. 39 games, 4 home runs, 24 RBIs, hitting .237 with an OPS of .705. He's a head on for Tano. 3-1 strike the pitch. So got a high pop up first base side. Rodriguez over towards the fence, but it's out of play. So full count here on Kotowski as Furtado's battled back. Two, the pitch, up and away for ball four, and Furtado walks him. So leadoff man on as Axial Plaz goes out to have a word with Furtado. Leadoff man aboard, 9-3. Bradenton trying to win their first game of the six-game series, a week-long series. There'll be an early start tomorrow, high noon first pitch. David Gonzalez takes upstairs, a changeup for ball one. Riders, too, they struggled on the road this year. That has been one thing that has ailed them for parts of this season. 1-0. High off the glove of Plaz to the backstop. Kotowski to second on a wild pitch. And it's 2-0. Bradenton comes in just 7-23 on the road, but that is much improved. They split their last road trip against Dunedin. So before that road trip, they were just 4-20. But they have a 24-15 record at home. 2-0. That's high for ball three on the righty Gonzalez. We want fireworks! Bradenton has plenty of runs to give here, ahead by six, but trade out for runs at this point. Fastball low for ball four, so the first two have walked. Now pitching coach Matt Ford out from the first base dugout. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Pirates all over the Reds today. Up 9-3. Mitch Keller started the ball game. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning right now. They had a shutout going. They're up 6-0 at one point. Right now, Keller 5 2/3, 6 Ks, 3 walks. He's in line for the win. De La Cruz at the plate right now. Had a moonshot home run yesterday. Ellie did off straightaway center at 440 feet. That was up to the riverboat at Great American Ballpark. Elsewhere in the Pirates system today, Triple A in Annapolis. They fall in Rochester 3-1. That game's already done. Double A Altoona is final as well. They lose at home against Akron 4-3. High A Greensboro on the road to Jersey Shore. Up 6-4 in the eighth inning. First pitch to Avery Wusu-Asiadu is a fastball low for ball one. And the FCL Pirates lose in 8 innings today. 8-1. Beer's gotta be working. 1-0. Check swing. It's in there at the knees, called strike. Now the Rays complex usually played 9 innings, so that's obviously a range short game. 1-1 from the lefty. Swing and a ground ball foul, third base side. And Furtado's ahead on the count. Well, today, too, you get to see, in this whole week, two of the youngest and brightest battle in Jersey Shore this week. Aiden Miller, former Thrasher, Tomar Johnson for Greensboro. 1-2. Bounces for home, gets past Claus to the backstop. And so another wild pitch, second and third. Picture right now on MILB, caption, game recognized game. Miller and Johnson both fist bumping. Looks like Tamar is at second base. And now again, Johnson with Paul Skeens graduating. Skeens no longer considered a prospect. 2-2, swing and a miss. Squeezed by Plaz on the tip, and he's got his first out here in the ninth inning. First K for Furtado. The runners at second and third. One gone, 9-3 Bradenton. The bottom of the ninth inning. So Johnson, you know, playing a better second half here so far. As a backdoor breaking ball is a called strike. On the other half to Ricardo Rosario, who has been pinch hit here for by Pierce Bennett. Thrasher is empty the bench here, the 0-1, and Bennett takes high. It's just been pinch hitters galore in this outfit, the second one used. 1-1. Swing and a miss as he checked the swing. He went around about three quarters. It's 1-2 on Bennett. A 2-1 and 1-out. Furtado looking for back-to-back Ks. And the 1-2 is a high chopper left side. Rivas has it at shortstop. Throw to first and secured by Rodriguez. Drives some run, though, to make it 9-4. So one of the initial walks score, but with the runner on second base, two outs. Runner's just an out away from closing out this ball game. Here's Devin Saltabon, the right-handed batter. Against the lefty, Furtado with two outs. We'll look to second. The pitch, up and away with a heater. And 93. No, Filo's been up today for Furtado. He usually sat in college around 94. But been a little bit softer this year. 1-0. He drops in. Oh, it's outside. Good looking changeup, though. It's 2-0. And a fastball this time. No, it's outside. Ball three. Just a bit too tall. Real here with two outs and runner on. The pitch. And that's on the outside corner. Sought the ball today, 0 for 3. Hit by a pitch and scored. And the sixth inning. That was a three-run frame. That gave the Thrashers a 3-1 lead. Marauders tied the game in the eighth then, and then scored six runs in the ninth. 3-1. Up and in for ball four. Three walks in this half inning by Furtado, plays two on. But two outs, a lot of the Thrasher faithful have stuck around here for the end of this one. Trying to will their team to victory. Jordan Viers. He can get three runs some with one swing of the barrel. 9-4, Bradenton. First and second, two outs. First pitch is a fastball inside for ball one. Furtado has just lost his command in this half inning. Lefty sets and kicks 1-0. Breaking ball dropped over the heart of the plate. At the knees, it's 1-1. One. 37 pitches, 16 strikes now for Hunter. A 1-1. And a fastball right there again. Same spot. This time with a heater, it's 1-2. 2-for-4 for Fires, but the Threshers are down to their last strike tonight. Two outs, two on, 1-2. 9-4, Bradenton lead. 1-2. Breaking ball just outside. Fires almost chase after it. Fires had an RBI double in the sixth inning. Deuces wild, two on, two outs, 2-2. Outside with a breaking ball. And the count's full. Runners will be in motion. 3-2. Upstairs, ball four. Now the bases are loaded for Caden Hediger with the tying run on deck. And now some action in the bullpen. Inmer Lobo's warming. First pitch to Hediger is inside for ball one. Marauders scored six runs in the top half of this frame, but are in danger of walking in a run and bringing up the tying run. 1-0, up and away with a changeup, it's 2-0. Now Furtado just having a tough go in this ninth inning. Just needs to find the zone here. 2-0, fastball inside for ball three. Thrashers fans just getting louder, ball by ball. 3-0. Fastball down and in, ball four. 5 walks this afternoon. It brings in a run. 9-5, tying run of the plate. And so now Jim Warner will go to the bullpen here. Inmer Lobo incoming from left center. It's Furtado just one out away, getting that last down. Return here, pitch and change underway on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great.
Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, from one lefty batter to another, Imer Lobo is a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders. As he replaces Hunter Furtado, just fell short of completing this ballgame tonight. So Lobo is in, coming off three really scoreless outings. Gave him an unearned run, now is it. And his re-debut back in single A. 20-year-old comes set here against A.J. Shaver. First pitch is a fastball low for ball one. Marauders, they've walked five this inning. Bases full, they lead by four. Tying run on the plate in Shaver. First at bat today, the 1-0. That's line to center field, base hit. One run in, here comes another. It's a two-run ball game. There have been a few wild innings this year. Lakeland scored 6.5 inning to win. Thrashers had one of those a couple weeks ago in Tampa as well. And so now Bryson Ware, as they have batted around in this half inning. 10th man of the plate. The scoreboard really forgot a run. His first pitch is a called strike. Or just the one run in. I got two. It's a 9-7 ball game, first and second. The 0-1. That's outside, 1-1. Bryson Ware, an RBI single. Two and one. The RBI single could really make things interesting here. 2-1. Swing a high pop up. Third base side. Toledo over. He's at the fence. Wheels back. It's into the first row out of play. Oh, the wind had been blowing for most of the night. The flags in right center, they aren't moving right now. It was blowing out towards right center, and many balls like that were kept in play. So the count is even in. Two balls and two strikes. Lobo trying to end this ball game. Right here, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Throw to first, they complete the strikeout, and the Marauders avoid the scare. They score six in the top of the ninth. Tying runs are on base in the bottom half of the inning as they cough up four, but they pick up a 9-7 victory here in game one at BayCare Ballpark. We come back, it's the post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth,
and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Oh boy, what a wild one that one was here at Baycare Ballpark. Marauders with a 6-run top of the ninth inning. Nearly give it back in the bottom half of the inning, but they hang on to win at the end of the day. That's all that matters as they win 9-7 over the Threshers. Before we take it back to this one, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. But, of course, this is the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zarella taking you back through this one. Pirates right now, they're heading to the eighth inning. They are ahead 9-4 on the Reds at Great American Ballpark, looking to even things up in their series. They dropped the game yesterday and winning right now today. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, Triple-A Indianapolis falls 3-1 against Rochester. Double-A Altoona drops a one-run game at home 4-3 to Akron. And then in High A, Greensboro right now up 7-4. They head to the ninth inning up in Jersey Shore. Around the Florida State Lake here tonight, just one game going on right now. Fort Myers is, boy, they're getting pummeled 14-3, bottom eight right now at Hammond Stadium down in Fort Myers. Everybody else is final. Dunedin 5-4 over Lakeland today. Nobody scored past the seventh inning. Palm Beach defeats St. Lucie 6-2, and Jupiter squeaks past Daytona 7-5 in Daytona. We come back here to the postgame show. We will take you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Baycare Ballpark here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton wins 9-7 final here today. It was a really fast pitcher's duel early. Mavis Graves and Antoine Kelly really dealed, but both bullpens kind of, you know, sputtered down the stretch here today. Top of the fifth inning, Marauders got on the board, and thanks to an RBI double from Gerald Toledo, it was a one-out single by Rivas. He stole second and scored on the Toledo double with two outs against Mavis Graves. That was the only run that he gave up, and so it was a 1-0 Marauders lead. Bottom six, it was three runs scored against Antoine Kelly, just one earned run, though. We start off with the hit batter to Devin Saltabon. Fires, doubles him in. It ties the ball game at one. Two batters later, a Raylan Heredia RBI single makes it 2-1, and then a wild pitch, or an E5, excuse me, scored the other to make it 3-1. Top seven, Marauders get a run, a Manu Torreira solo home run, and then in the eighth inning, a tie game after a leadoff walk to Toledo. A single by Omar Alfonso. McGuire pinch runs for him. McGuire ends up getting cutting down at home plate. That was after a double from Valdez scored one run. And then, again, McGuire cut down at home. So that would have been the go-ahead run at that point. But they didn't get anything after that. So we headed on to the ninth inning tie game at 3-3. Marauders send 10 men to the plate, score 6 runs on 4 hits. It was a walk, hit batter, error to load them up, and then Gerald Toledo, 2 RBI double, Delgado an RBI single, Saul McGuire with a single, and then Esmond Valdez with an RBI double to score another. But after that, that would be it. 6 runs against Jonathan Petit today out of the bullpen as he took the loss. Bottom nine, though, this thing was not put away after it was back-to-back walks, strikeout, ground out. So 2 outs, 1 run in, and all of a sudden things got really dicey. 3 straight walks led to a run scored, and then A.J. Shaver with a 2 RBI single before Emer Lobo ended up striking out Bryson Ware to end the contest right there. So final numbers, Marauders 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and they would leave 6 men on base. Threshers 7 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, and 8 men left on base. Winning pitchers Hunter Furtado improves to 2-1. Jonathan Petit, the loser, falls to 2-1. Emer Lobo picks up his first save of the season. Bradenton has a quick turnaround tomorrow as is Clearwater. As a high noon first pitch, it's a day baseball game. Pregame show will get you rolling at 11:45 a.m. right here on the Marauders broadcast. Now, Marauders with the win improved to 32-38 overall, 3-1 in the second half. Threshers fall to 44-26, 1-3 in the second half of the season. It will be Carlson Reed against Luke Russo tomorrow. Reed 4-3 with a 2.29 ERA against Russo 4-1 with a 4.59 ERA. But I'll wrap things up here on the Marauders postgame show here from Bay Care Ballpark. Final score one last time. Bradenton just edges out the Thrashers 9-7. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow. Lunchtime first pitch here from Bay Care Ballpark. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night. We'll see you tomorrow morning here in Clearwater.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.